definitely has been with all the both teams going for both two-point conversions each time they made a touchdown. It looked like North Huron was just right at it that time and just had a better hand at that. So it looks like they're both fighting hard for this one.
A little better that way. Both teams have had a couple of big plays to break things open. Case kicks off after that conversion, and Stone takes the kick down the right side, running hard, back up to midfield. We got a flag on the play. Kyle Case is there to drive him out of bounds
down at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like he just crossed the 50, but we've got a flag on the play. We'll see what that is. Eight-man football, the field's a little narrow, and it's kind of hard sometimes to see for sure when they're out of bounds, but we've got an initial call. Personal foul, face mask against the Warriors. I'm not sure who it was over there, but so instead of a real nice run out to the 50, we're going to mark 15 more on top of that, and it's going to take it down to the 35-yard line. So big plays and a couple of big penalties that have made a difference. You know, the series before, when Deckerville was marching the ball well and had the holding penalty, slowed them down, gave the Warriors a chance to get a shot at holding them and picked off the interception, and then immediately a big play down the field. And on the kickoffs, we've had some really nice kick run backs by Deckerville, and then the penalty sure hurts the Warriors there as the Eagles are going to take over first and 10 on the North Huron 35-yard line with 10:42 to go in the half. Pagels up under center with two backs in traditional formation this time. Hands off to number 8, Dorr, on the far side. He's driven out of bounds by Gallant and Moore as he picks up about maybe 4 on the play. We'll call it 2nd and 6, down to the Warriors' 32-yard line. 31.5, 32. We'll be gracious and say it's 2nd and 6. The Eagles break the huddle coming to the line. Once again, looks like they're back in a traditional set. Two backs behind the quarterback as Pagels at the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap and goes right up the middle. Boy, the Warriors were smelling that one big time.
Yeah, he had at least 3 Warriors on him. Yep. They dragged him right down.
Strzeski stepped aside from that right side and reached around and grabbed him, and I don't think he got a half a yard. We're going to leave it at 3rd and 6. They kind of saw that one coming all the way. And again, Pagel comes to the side for Coach Brown for every play in the game. He doesn't send plays in. He talks directly to his quarterback. We rotate backs in once again as Wolf comes out and Stone goes in. We've got Stone going to the far side and Dorr lined up with Pagel in the backfield. Snapped Pagel. Pagel fakes the handoff to Dorr and keeps it up the middle, running hard. Quarterback keep Gallant and Kaczynski, but he picks up about 10 yards and a first down as he's down to the 20-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles, moving the ball down the field. Nothing fancy at them. They're just running right at them.
Yeah, they're just playing some classic plays here. Actually, different than earlier when they were trying some different tactics. Now they look like they're going for straight running down the field.
Lining up in a pretty traditional set, one fake to a back, and the question is the quarterback keeping it or is he handing it to a back, and away they go, and it's just pretty typical. We'll get a break here in a minute. Adam's looking at the computer, seeing if we've got a couple scores that we can maybe throw your way. Pagel this time on a quarterback keep once again. Boy, he's hit pretty hard in there that time. Gallant has a hold of him, and Kyle Case finishes him off. Virtually no gain. We're going to leave it at 2nd and 10. When they get a hold, they hit and finish hard on it, but you got to get a hold of them. Those Deckerville backs are quick and elusive, and even when they run straight into the line, they do a lot of sidestepping and a quick first step. That's the one thing that I notice is Pagel is very quick with that first step and change of direction. Two backs set in the backfield as Pagel's under center. Takes the snap, hands off to Stone right up the middle, and the Warriors are there. I'd like to see who comes up out of the bottom of that, because there's about 5 Warriors. Brandon Moore, and Matt Kaczynski come up out of the bottom of the pile. We'll give him a yard and a half, and we'll call it third and eight as Dorr took that ball off the right side, and the Warriors flooded there in a hurry. We'll see what the Eagles do. Third and long, deep in Warrior territory. It's definitely four down territory for them, but we'll see what. Hagel's changing a little bit of play at the line as he brings Stone back in behind him. Fakes to Stone, throws the pass out.
Oh, and over his head.
Over the head of Fritz that time. Fritz was trying to break out and was covered pretty good on the side, and he just kind of floated it over his head. Hagel's passes haven't been real sharp tonight. The Warriors have done a pretty decent job of covering him most of the time, but he really hasn't been sharp with his passes. Is that going to bring up a fourth and eight at about the 18-yard line? And we'll see. They're obviously going to go for it. Pagel's over talking with Brown. We'll see what the call is. But 8 yards for a first, and that would put them at the 10. If they don't get it, the Warriors will take over on downs deep in their own territory. But we'll see what happens as he sends Stone wide to the right. And Dorr in the backfield with him. Everybody else is there to block. Pass is caught, and we'll see where they mark it. I don't know. The officials are there.
Looks like it's about the 10 line.
At the 10, he was on his back when he caught the ball, and the officials are marking it. Now he throws it to the official that marked it on the far side where he went down. We have an official timeout for a measurement, but we're going to keep it right here instead of going away because this is either going to be a first and goal inside the 10 for the Eagles, or the Warriors are going to take over on downs. And when they first were marking it, the Warriors were all saying it's our ball, it's not a first down, and it's not. It's not. He does not get it. He's about a foot short, foot and a half short. The Warriors will take over on downs at their own 10-yard line with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to go in a half. Huge defensive play there, and really the dampness in the air is affecting the game tonight.
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of slips tonight, a lot of messed up plays from just clumsy feet, because the dew on the ground is really causing some environmental hazards to this game tonight.
Looks like the grass was kept a little long, and when the grass is kept a little long and you get a little dew on it, it gets slick, and we've seen a number of players on it, and in that case, Stone actually slipped, made a really nice catch to be able to keep it, but was short. Kyle Case on the quarterback keep that time, swings out around the left side, picks up a couple yards. We got a group of Eagles there and two or three guys hanging onto the jersey, and he keeps fighting and trying to fall forward, and picks up about four on the play, actually. And we'll call it second and about six as Case fought real hard. There were about three or four Eagles there trying to get him down, and he actually was half laying on a couple of them at a time and rolled off him and picked up another yard or so. So we'll see what happens. We got Bumba wide to the right, Strzeski wide to the left. As Case goes back, hands off to Michael Strzeski, and he may have lost a yard. We're going to be third and about five. That play went no place from start with. I don't know if they thought they were going to get somebody to run after the two ends that were out wide and spread the field, but handed off to Strzeski, and it went no place. Case is in a shotgun with Moore on his right, Strzeski on his left, set to take the snap. Kyle Case on a quarterback keep, and boy, this is going to be another one of those where do they spot the ball, as he picked up really close to yardage for a first down, but I think he's going to be just short once again. Officials are going to call a timeout once again. We'll have a measurement, and we'll go to a 30-second commercial while we do this measurement.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond, with rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking